U.S. wants NATO and Canada to spend 5% of GDP on defense. By John Hayward on April 4, 2025. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked allied foreign ministers gathered in Brussels on Thursday to increase their defense spending to 5% of their gross domestic products, GDP, a very substantial increase for most members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and considerably more than even the United States spends as a percentage of GDP. We do want to leave here with an understanding that we are on a pathway, a realistic pathway, to every single one of the members committing and fulfilling a promise to reach up to 5% of spending, Rubio said from Brussels. No one expects that you're going to be able to do this in 1 year or two. But the pathway has to be real, he said. Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly seemed rather cool to Rubio's request. I replied that the U.S. was at 3.2%, she told reporters in Brussels. This is much less of a mic drop response than Joly seems to think, given the titanic size of both America's GDP and military spending. The U.S. spent $916 billion on defense last year, which is far more than most of its allies combined, and in fact constitutes about 40% of the military spending for the entire world. Canada, on the other hand, is currently spending just 1.37% of its far smaller GDP and has pledged only an anemic increase to 2.0%. Getting to 5% would require about $100 billion more in military spending than Canada laid out last year. We are living in a much more dangerous world, not only because of what's going on in Ukraine, not only because China has carried out the biggest military buildup in peacetime in recent history, and not only because they're partnering together with Russia in the Arctic, Joly conceded. French Foreign Minister Jean Nolbarreau chimed in by saying France has a self-professed objective of reaching 3% to 3.5%, which is about the level of American defense spending. France spent a little over 2% of its GDP on defense last year. Barreau added that increased defense budgets in Europe should be spent on buying European-made weapons and equipment, not the American equipment that most NATO countries have bought heavily in years past. 5% is of course much more than the U.S. itself spends, and it's a very high ambition, and we are not ready to commit to a number at this time. Just as it's important to spend more, it's also important to spend more smartly, Norwegian Foreign Minister Espen Bartholomew Eide said, making the same argument as Joly and Barreau. Portuguese Foreign Minister Paulo Rangel said 5% is probably too high at the moment. But Portugal plans to raise its current 1.55% spending to the NATO target of 2% in the coming year. Rangel said his country would be open to discussing new spending targets at the next NATO summit, which is currently scheduled for June. Asked if the U.S. would meet its 5% target for defense spending, Rubio responded, "Sure, we're heading there now." For all their talk about the severity of the threat posed by China and Russia, nearly a third of NATO members currently failed to meet the alliance's target of a mere 2% of GDP in defense spending, the target Canada pledged to meet before Rubio asked for 5%. This general reluctance to meet even NATO's modest spending targets is not easily reconciled with the enthusiasm of so many European governments for inviting Ukraine to join the alliance. "We are as involved in NATO today as we have ever been, and we intend to continue to be. But it has to be a real alliance. And that means that our alliance partners have to increase their own capabilities," Rubio said. A European official told Reuters on Thursday that, despite this exchange of barbs over defense spending rates, the meeting with Rubio was very reassuring and not confrontational. The official said Rubio asked America's allies to do more, but there was no bashing. In the near term, Rubio's talk of 5% spending could be a bargaining tactic, using a high demand to light a fire beneath NATO's assorted posteriors and get them up to the 2% they were always supposed to be spending. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said on Friday that member states have already conducted the biggest increase in defense spending on the European side of NATO since the end of the Cold War to counter Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but the alliance is not adamantly opposed to spending more. "Through the years, working together, allies have delivered security through strength. From all I heard during the last 2 days, we are well on track to continue delivering well into the future," Rutte said. Rutte said he absolutely believes the U.S. remains a reliable partner for NATO after the Trump administration's criticism. "There are no plans for them to all of a sudden draw down their presence here in Europe," he said.